So, what do you say we move on to Kraken Lives, or The Kraken Lives?
We have to move out of our rental.
Davis doubled to deep right center.
The owner wants to sell the house.
Grossman stood there looking and struck out.
I'm gonna have to up the medication.
Scotty grounded out to second.
Only the A's survive in overtime. Frisco and Vegas can have those ass clowns. The Raiders and Dubs, we have no shame. Without further ado, we bring you.
And this is Glenny being somewhat funny. You know, bring your A game. So he lives in the Bay Area where the Oakland A's are, you know, the baseball team there.
Oh, is that that whole... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just got the
fun. So okay, this song is kind of a mix of what I assume are personal issues with Glenny mixed in with sort of Oakland A's stuff. And yeah,
that's sports ball, right?
Yeah, that is sports ball for sure. And I can sort of sympathize because the Oakland A's are not a good baseball team. I don't know if you ever saw Moneyball, but that was the story about, you know, how the Oakland A's are undercapitalized and they can't really compete in the baseball world because, you know, they don't have as much money as the Yankees and other big teams. And I can sort of sympathize because our Seattle Mariners also suck. I think we're competing with the Oakland A's to see who's the suckiest team in baseball. I've also noticed, you remember in 2015, that was the first time I've ever heard The Kraken Lives. And okay. Glenny's kids were a lot younger then.
Oh, yeah.
And so they sound a little bit older, so it's slightly less startling to hear children in the song. So,
yeah.
Also, he uses the term Dubs, which I guess is slang for the Warriors, as in dub for W.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was as much homework as I did on the song.
You can't quote stats to me.
I'm afraid not.
The Oakland A's, which somehow I thought were from Anaheim. I can't remember. Or San Diego. I don't know anything about anything with any of this. So, yeah, it didn't connect.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that Glenny's personal life is also involved here, as he does, in fact, work late and nights, which is, I guess, getting harder. And he does live in the Bay Area where things are expensive as hell.
That scans.
Yeah.
The song opens up and that guitar work and synth combination intro is lovely and it works really great. I thought the sports stuff, I don't know anything about sports. Like I'm too old to care about it now. So, yeah, the guitar solo on this song is very Steely Dan. And I think that's great. You know, I like that a whole lot. And I liked where the vocal delivery got really loose and conversational during the last verse. I thought that was a really great sort of a take on it. But something about the last line of the chorus melody was really not appealing to me. And I can't really put my finger on why. And I know that isn't particularly helpful. Like maybe it was reminiscent of one of those interstitial songs in a 1970s non-musical romance film or something. You know, I know that sounds pretty specific, but it's kind of like, you know, sometimes you'll see these films from the 70s and they'll have like this music video kind of inserted in the middle of it. And it's like, what the hell? And it's all crap. But anyhow, yeah. So just that last line of the melody of the chorus really didn't work for me. And I know that isn't particularly helpful, but I guess I just didn't like the melody. It's one of those things where if this was a melody that was in a first draft of a Jerkatorium song, we ditch it and come up with something different.
Yeah.
You know, go through a couple of different iterations before we, you know, landed on something better. And again, this isn't helpful. So I'm sorry about that. It's just that it didn't appeal to me. The rest of the song, again, though, did. The guitar work was amazing. I liked it. I liked how, even though I didn't understand what it was talking about, it was a nice kind of delivery of the verses and everything. So it was good.